Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash.
And after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be announcing the next category in our Best of Our Backyard competition. Stick around for that and make sure you go to hot91.com.au to vote.
Yesterday, we caught up with the amazing Bronte Campbell. Joining us right now, she is a dual Olympian off to her second Olympic Games in the 4x100 metre freestyle. Mm. She is the Commonwealth Games gold medalist from the Gold Coast, which is very cool indeed as well. Her name is Bronte Campbell. She joins us right now. Morning, Bronte.
Hey, Ash. How you doing?
Good.
Morning, legend. How exciting and how are things travelling for you guys? Because you're getting, is it true to say or fair to say, acclimatised up in Cairns?
Yeah, a bit acclimatised, a little bit of, it's easier for us to create a bubble up here before we go over, over to Tokyo. A lot of teams have come up here because it's a bit warmer and Tokyo's going to be quite hot, but, I mean, for us, the heat doesn't make too much of a difference, knowing that the pool's always the same temperature. So, for us, it's more about just getting the team together and creating that little bio bubble for ourselves so we can all be safe before we head over.
Awesome. And then they call it like a staging camp that they're in at the moment. Now, you guys fly out on Saturday, I believe?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. So when we've got the opening ceremony that happens on July 23, there's no doubt it's going to be a different Olympics this year. Obviously, no spectators as well. How does that kind of sit in your mind? And I'm sure you've been asked this question 100 times, but it's always nice to hear it from the actual athlete. You know, you guys are the ones who have to go out there and there's a lot of mental prep, not just physically, but also mental prep that happens. And I'm sure there's a lot of visualization that happens where there's a crowd involved and all kinds of things. But when the crowd's taken away, how do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, it's going to be very different. I don't think any of us have really had this, probably around the world, no one's really had it, where they're competing in something really important without a crowd. I would say, luckily, we're swimmers, right? we're underwater for a lot of our race. You can't really hear very much under there. We don't 100% know what it's going to look like when we walk out, whether they're going to play some noises or like have some music or something. Wouldn't love to walk into a dead silent stadium, a bit of a vibe kill, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Like it's still the Olympic Games. It's still the thing you've trained for and dreamed of since you were really young. And I don't think having a crowd or not having a crowd is going to stop anyone from giving their absolute all in the race. So it will be really different. But I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what that's like because it's going to be a really unique experience. I don't think any other Olympics will be crowd free. So I might put that one on the bucket list and tick it off. But
exactly.
One of the few people that got to experience that.
That's true, Bronte. And I think the other thing too, we're so proud of you. I mean, at the end of the day, crowd or no crowd, you've made Olympics and it's got to do with your times and the rest of it. And I think a lot of people may forget some of those finer details that aside from what's happening on the periphery here, you guys have made Olympic times and you're going to be competing at the highest level of the sporting world. And it's something that, you know, we're all in awe of, but you and your sister Kate are going to this Olympics together, which will be another unique and special experience with Big Sis carrying the flag too. How does that feel knowing that you've got a flag bearer in the family?
Yeah, it's incredible. I was incredibly proud of Kate to get that honour. I think well-deserved. She's a great ambassador for the sport, for the sport in general, and this time her fourth times round at the Olympics, it's a huge honour to have that. She's actually one of only three swimmers to ever carry in the opening ceremony, and the last one was Andrew Boyd Charlton. So it's been a while.
Oh wow! And
it's a huge, huge honour, and to have Patty Mills there as well as the second flag bearer is also really incredible. So yeah, really excited for her, and really looking forward to seeing her do her thing.
Does it feel a little bit like the time she got the My Little Pony and you didn't, though? Is there an element there where you're going, bloody mine?
We were never allowed My Little Pony.
Yeah, so it didn't matter. So there you go. Hey, Bronte, you're also starring in the Prime Amazon video doco called Head Above Water. This is huge. So this takes a look at the lives of yourself, Ian Thorpe, as a past swimmer, also Cody Simpson, who is a musician and was trying his hand at swimming, and still is, by the way, training for the next Olympics. And also it has a look at you and Carl Chalmers. So what was it like filming that too, with cameras following you around, documentary style?
And are you ready for Paradise Love Island?
Oh. You could use that for your reel.
Oh, dear. Well, after the first experience, I won't be like rushing back for more. They were lovely, a lovely crew, and it was quite a small crew actually. So It was a ride, but it is very weird. And as much as I love competing and love sort of being in the spotlight then behind the blocks, it is quite an interesting thing, sort of letting a camera, a few people, and then whoever watches it, like, into other aspects of your life. So I thought it was an incredible thing to be a part of. I was so proud of what they put together. They did such an amazing job. So, I was really stoked with the outcome, but you will not be seeing me on Love Island.
And, Bronte, just before you go, we've got the amazing Bo from Bribie Island joining us right now. Bo, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Now, you had a question you'd like to ask Bronte. What would you like to ask Bronte?
I'm going to fail in the Olympics.
What was that, Bo?
I'm going to fail representing the Olympics.
Oh, how does it feel to represent at an Olympics,
Bronte? Yeah. Great question, Bo. That's a brilliant question. It's really hard to describe. I think the big moment when you get your tracksuit and it's a green and gold tracksuit and you put it on and it's the colours that you've seen everyone wear at the Olympics beforehand, and then suddenly you're part of it. To be honest, it doesn't feel like, you don't feel like you think that you would. I thought I'd feel like a much bigger person somehow, but I still felt exactly like me, just wearing a green and gold tracksuit and knowing that I was about to go and fulfill my childhood dream. So it's
cool.
Special. You never forget it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, there you go, Bo. One day you'll be able to represent Australia as well, hopefully.
Yeah. Go Australia.
Go Australia.
Yeah, good job. Boy. Well, Bronte Campbell, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. All the best for the Tokyo Olympics when they arrive. What, opening ceremony next Friday night? It's all very exciting indeed.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.